And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is so lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley. As always, I'm joined by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley. Good morning, GQ.
Good morning, Jo.
And the delightful food and fitness expert Luke Hines is with us. Hi, Hinesy.
Good morning, Jo. Now, I wish I could just have you in my pocket to introduce me everywhere I go with that type of positive energy. I love it.
I mean, I wouldn't say no to being carried around with you. You're a delight. Let's say. Also, you bring good food. That's the other thing.
Yes, brings good food.
I'm told by Gerald, whenever you have shoot days together, you have these beautiful food, you know, that you share with the crew. Yeah, and I'm like, I want a bit of that.
Yeah, you've got to get in on that.
If you can get in early, because the crew have certainly now become aware, haven't they, Hinesy? It's like getting between seagulls and hot chips. You've just got to be very, very quick.
Yes. Well, anyway, delightful to see you again, Hinesy. So to start with today, here's a little bit of a play-along game, all right? Where is your liver? Okay, in your body. Mm-hmm. Now, Gerald, I'm not sure that you can play because you already know.
Okay, well, okay. I'll adjudicate.
All right, so I don't know exactly. It's somewhere in my torso.
Yeah, you know one thing I do remember about the liver, and I should probably know this a lot better, is that it's actually protected by our rib cage. So I'm going to then use that clue as, all right, so if we're thinking the rib cage, and we only have one, so I've got to pick left or right.
Well, okay.
I'm going to go right.
Yep, you're correct. So you can play along at home. You can put your hand on the right side of your rib cage.
Yep.
Sort of below your diaphragm.
Okay.
That's below where your liver
sits. Just that lower bit of the rib cage area.
Am I correct, Gerald?
This is grade 3 biology. This is exciting stuff.
How
don't
rude.
Know what school you went to. Well, I didn't learn that in grade 3.
Am I correct, though, GQ?
Yes.
Yes. This is the other thing I've learned, that your liver, which is the largest organ in your body, is the size of a rugby ball.
Mm. What? 1.5 kilos.
Yeah, you know what? I love that we're going straight in here. I am a massive fan of the liver, and I'll tell you why. When I was looking into it, it literally is responsible for nearly everything. Everything we consume, everything that it processes, virtually everything we eat, we drink, we breathe, we rub onto our skin. And it performs over 500 functions vital to life. I mean, did you think that?
And it also plays a very important role in medications, because that's why you might have a capsule or a tablet twice a day. You take it in the morning, your liver works very hard to break it down. And then you take another dose in the evening, and then your liver works very hard to break that down, and off it goes.
And so it's extraordinary, I suppose, that we don't give it the emphasis right from, you know, teen years and up to really look after it. I think, you know, we just sort of are a bit blasé about that.
It's really bizarre, especially as a lot of research, Joe, has shown that you can cleanse your liver, but you can't actually necessarily repair the damage that you've done.
I dispute that. Let's ask the specialist. We can regenerate, yes,
but I just want to say there's simple things we can do, like regular exercise and avoiding overconsumption of alcohol, just as starting points, so that we can prevent the damage before it's caused.
But you bring up liver cleansers there and detoxes, which I find, I've wondered, is a little bit fad-ish.
Let's ask him.
We have lots of questions for Dr. Nathan Connolly, who will be joining us this morning as we approach the silly season. Of course, there's a lot of work to be done for our livers, and how can we protect them? So we're looking forward to speaking with Dr. Nathan Connolly about that. Also, we're going to be chatting about clean skincare and hair care with Sukin. And as always, we would love you to give us a call, 131 873, with any questions that you have for your health. We have Gerald and Hinesy here to answer all of your questions to support your health today. And our A to Z of vitamins, we are returning to magnesium because we love it so much. Next up, tips for a healthy liver.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
True beauty nurtures both you and our earth, like Sukin Original Hydrating Mist Toner. It soothes and refreshes dry skin all day, helps add a dewy finish to makeup, and is perfect for a refreshing pick-me-up during the day if your skin is feeling tired or stressed. All while being a vegan, cruelty-free formula that's kind to the planet. Sukin Original Hydrating Mist Toner 125ml is $5.97 at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Sukin Original Hydrating Mist Toner 125ml, now $5.97 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Do give us a call, 131 873, with any questions that you might have for your health. Specifically, perhaps you have a question around your liver health, because it is one of the most important organs of the body. And to help us understand what we can do to care for our liver, we are joined by Dr. Nathan Connolly, who is a liver specialist and gastroenterologist with more than 20 years' experience. He founded the Moonee Valley Specialist Centre to provide screening and management for people with gut, bowel and liver disorders. And he's joining us today on his 50th birthday. Happy birthday, Nathan.
Happy birthday.
Oh, good morning. Thank you. Yes, it is my 50th today.
Oh, we are so honoured that you've chosen to spend this hour on your 50th birthday with us. I hope you'll be celebrating in a way that cares for your liver.
Oh, definitely less than four standard drinks and a couple of cups of coffee to offset the effects of that.
Oh, I love it. I'm writing that down. I might do that for my day as well, actually.
Yeah, it sounds like a great day.
So to start with, Nathan, can you tell us what is the liver responsible for and why is it so important?
Well, the most important thing that the liver does, I think, is to detoxify the blood. It removes toxins from both circulation and from the gut. Most people don't realise, but unlike any other organ in the body, the liver actually has two blood supplies, one from the heart directly and the other that comes from the gut. So that's how the liver works. It filters out all the toxins, all the foods from the gut, reprocesses them and brings them to the body. So without it, we can't really digest our food properly. It's also integral to controlling blood sugar levels. It makes a lot of proteins like albumin and clotting factors. It secretes bile acids to help with digestion. It's a very clever organ.
It's a very busy organ, Nathan. Now, I'm your diet and lifestyle guy here on the show, so I'd love to talk about the food, movement and medications that affect the organ. Is there a safe way to consume alcohol and medications without harming the liver?
As far as alcohol is concerned, the data on what the safe level of drinking is hasn't really confirmed what we should actually drink and what we shouldn't. The National Health and Medical Research Council suggests we should drink less than 10 standard drinks a week with no more than 4 in any setting, which seems like a reasonably good advice, but that advice does change from time to time. The other thing that's important to know about alcohol is it depends on whether you have any other liver diseases or not. If you have a fatty liver or any other form of liver disease, then even that degree of alcohol intake might be harmful to you.
Nathan, so often, and you've mentioned it a couple of times, we associate alcohol with our liver. One of the most frustrating issues people confront is the non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, where they just throw their hands up and they say, I've never touched alcohol in my life, yet my GP says that my liver tests are showing that I've got a fatty liver. But then he often says, well, just, you know, don't worry about it, it'll be okay. But people do worry. What options do they have?
That's a very, very good point. Fatty liver disease and alcohol-induced liver disease look very, very similar, both in blood tests, both in ultrasound or CT findings, even on biopsy, they're almost indistinguishable. Mm-hmm. So the two are often confused. In terms of what we can do about it, fatty liver disease is thought to affect about 25 to 30% of the Australian adult population. The most important thing with liver disease is to know whether the patient's developing scarring in the liver or not. So if you're developing scarring, then you really do need to do something pretty quickly. The major way we treat fatty liver disease in people who are overweight is weight loss. So that's all we can do about it. There's nothing more effective than weight loss.
Simple, isn't it? It's something that's... just imagine if everyone had the ideal weight, how these diseases would drop away.
Yeah. Absolutely, GQ.
95% of fatty liver disease is related to weight and lifestyle.
There you go.
Nathan, can I ask about the cleansing or detoxing? I remember growing up, my mum was always on some type of liver detox diet. She had the book in the kitchen. Are they beneficial or can they be a bit of a myth? And then I'd love to know, GQ and I are kind of like having a friendly debate, like, what about that damage to the liver? I mean, is there beyond repair damage, or is the liver constantly something that can repair and, you know, rebuild over time?
Yeah, as far as the cleansing diets are concerned, I think what people get confused about is when they do that diet, they also do a lot of other things. They stop drinking, they exercise more, they watch their diet, they get better sleep. And with that, I think the liver does get better. So there's a real attribution issue in regards to what's actually happening. I don't really think there's much evidence that cleansing diets work.
Yep.
The scarring of the liver is actually much more dynamic than we used to think. We used to think that you would just get more and more scarring and it would never go away. But it's not true up to a certain point, and that's quite an advanced point. The fibrosis or scarring is actually reversible, so long as you can stop the liver being injured and give it time to heal. So it's never too late to stop drinking, and it's never too late to lose weight and have a healthier lifestyle.
That's brilliant.
And Nathan, there is such a thing as a liver scan. What does that do? And should we consider including that in our regular checkups?
Yeah, so a fibro scan is a test where we pulse ultrasound waves through the liver. It's done. It's essentially painless. It's non-invasive. It's pretty quick. Only takes 10 or 15 minutes. And you can assess the most important point. If you've got an abnormal liver test or a fatty liver, you can actually assess how much scarring there is. And that's really, really important, because if there's not much scarring, then you've got lots of time and you can be reassured you're not going to develop clinical liver disease in the next 5 or 10 years. On the other hand, if you've got a lot of scarring, it really does mean that you have to do something fairly quickly. People who should have a fibro scan include anyone with a known liver disease, someone with abnormal liver tests, known fatty liver disease, or maybe even a family history of significant liver disease. Fatty liver disease is very genetic.
Nathan, the free availability and high doses of paracetamol has concerned me for about 50 years. What levels of liver damage involving paracetamol do you see?
In my experience, paracetamol is either fine or you're going to get very, very sick and almost die. They're the kind of two things that happens. And the actual, not that I want to dwell on it, but the actual dose of paracetamol necessary is actually quite low.
Yes.
It's not a huge amount, and it can vary, but people who have paracetamol overdoses get very, very unwell. It's a miserable way to die. Mm-hmm. So you're absolutely right. For a drug that has such a low toxicity ingestion level as paracetamol, it really shouldn't be as freely available as it is, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And so, Nathan, in summary, what are the tips that you can give us to maintain a healthy liver?
So I think everyone should try to drink less alcohol than the NHMRC or National Health and Medical Research Council guidelines. They're the best guidelines we've got, and they're based on pretty good evidence. So that's less than 10 standard drinks a week. We need to try and keep a healthy body weight, so a body mass index, definitely less than 27. We need to exercise regularly, and I think everyone should have their liver function tests checked, even though they're of somewhat limited usefulness. It's the best we've got, so we should have them measured at least once a year.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for that advice, and all the best on your 50th birthday.
Oh, thank you very much to everyone.
It's a great time of the year for a birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. Thank you so much, Nathan.
Thank you so much, Nathan. And we will get to your calls next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Post-exercise muscle cramps and tightness, mild muscle spasms, menstrual pain, Ethical Nutrients Mega Magnesium powders in citrus and raspberry can help with them all. The easily absorbed high-strength formula can assist with energy production and support your muscles day and night. Ethical Nutrients Mega Magnesium powder from $33.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Sukin Original Hydrating Mist Toner 125ml, now $5.97. At Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to The House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Luke Hines, and we're here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Let's get to some calls. It's lovely to hear from you, 131 873. Golda in Caulfield, you have a question for Gerald and Hinesy.
Morning, Golda.
Yes, look, my husband has mild macrocytosis. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering what can be done about it, and can you give me the name of the specialist that was on the radio just now?
Sure, Joe will give you his name, Dr. Nathan's details. He's the liver specialist.
That's Dr. Nathan Connolly, and you can find him at Moonee Valley Specialist Centre.
And I'm assuming, Golda, that your husband's regularly seeing his doctor and seeing his specialist, because this is an issue of, it's a blood disorder, essentially. So is he well?
Well, he's on dialysis.
Ah, okay. Okay. And how often does that happen? Is it a couple of times a week?
Oh, 3 times a week.
Okay. And he's on regular medications, and he's being checked carefully, and he's eating all the right things, all those healthy foods that Luke often refers to that we probably take for granted.
Yeah.
Look, I think you've just got to follow all the guidelines that he's given, Golda, and just be there to make sure that he doesn't ignore all the advice, because we blokes sometimes do that when it all gets a bit hard, and he's lucky to have you on his team. Mm. So there's no magic option. You follow the guidelines, follow the care guidelines, and wish him well, you know, as well as he possibly can, because it's about quality of life.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Have a lovely day.
Thank you.
Thanks, Golda. You also. Kerry, good morning.
Hello, Kerry.
Hi, how are you?
Morning.
I was just querying Gerald. Yesterday I sliced the fingerprint area of my finger off with a dog leg, believe it or not, and they've loosely stitched around it to...
There's the dog now.
Yes, to hopefully protect, get the blood flow working, otherwise I'll need a skin graft.
Oh,
I was wondering, is it worthwhile getting some zinc to try and help that to heal better?
Yes, yes. Look, there are a couple of things, Kerry, and actually there's a gentleman in our midst who will remain nameless who actually stuck his finger in, what was it, Hinesy, a juicer or something?
I stuck my finger a few weeks ago in a stick blender, Kerry.
You'd never used one before, Hinesy.
Kerry, we did actually, we weren't laughing at the time, but that's one way to interrupt a shoot, I can tell you. So, look, yes, zinc, important for healing. Vitamin C, important for collagen formation. And you might also consider ginkgo, which is a herb that drives circulation into your fingers, and that's going to really help with the whole take away the bad blood, get the good blood in. So there are three options for you, and just maybe next time have some butterfly closures handy, so if it ever happens again, you can at least stem the flow.
Yeah, I agree with all of that, Gerald. I think also, Kerry, from someone who did put their finger in a stick blender unknowingly, one thing that really helped was actually keeping it clean. I don't know if you've ever had a wound before where you've been working or doing bits and pieces around the house and you've forgotten to protect it and keep it nice and clean. That can slow down the healing process. So the cleaner it is, the more you're going to help it heal quicker, and also avoid any kind of contamination there as well.
There you go. Well done. And just be careful, Kerry. And I might add that on that particular day, the crew weren't so keen to actually eat the food that Hinesy had done, because we weren't quite sure what was in it.
Oh, you poor thing. Very dramatic. And all the best with that, Kerry, and that very recalcitrant dog as well, perhaps, with the dog lead.
The heckling from the back.
That's all right. We have dogs, we understand. Yeah. Marie in Campbell, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Marie.
I would just like to ask Gerald, many years ago, in 1977, when I was 27, I had my gallbladder out. I was only 56 kilo then, and I'm not a lot more than that now. The consequences of having had your gallbladder out on your liver, the work that it has to do, I'd probably ask because my 46-year-old son has just had to have his gallbladder out, and he has a range of same sort of symptoms, only some different. So what are, in your opinion, the consequences of all of that?
Well, Look, there are no serious consequences, Marie, because the gallbladder certainly plays a role, but your liver can step up and fulfil a lot of that role. The issue seems to be often when your gallbladder's been removed to be very careful about your fat intake because your ability to digest fat isn't as effective and efficient as it was before. So there's some dietary modifications, which in most cases, and Heinze, there obviously are, you know, they're the good fats and the bad fats, and we need the good fats, but you've just got to be careful on how much and when, and be aware that there's a limit to how much fat you can actually have because you're not digesting it all that well, Marie.
Well, I'm hearing you on this call, Marie, because my dad literally just had his gallbladder out himself and he gave me a call and I said, look, you're pretty good. You eat the good fats. We're talking things like avocados, extra virgin olive oils, nuts and seeds. What I want him to be avoiding, and of course you as well, is those greasy, those highly refined fats that are really inflammatory to the body. So stick away from those processed, fatty and refined deep fried foods and stick with nature's goodness.
And avoid the creamy stuff as well.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much for your call there, Marie. We'll get more calls after this. Also, what are the essentials of a simple and effective skin routine? That's after this.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Sukin Original Hydrating Mist Toner, 125ml, now $5.97. At Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Well, from our liver to our skin, another very important organ in the body. It is important that we treat our skin well, of course, but there are so many products out there. I've got to say, Heinze, particularly you and I, we talk about our skin all the time.
We do.
I just never know where to turn just to have a simple skincare routine. So Sukin helps people to know what ingredients are potentially doing more harm than good in their beauty regimes. And Georgie Robertson joins us now on behalf of the brand. Good morning, Georgie.
Good morning, team.
It's lovely to speak with you. Obviously, a clean beauty is very popular at the moment. But why is it important to be using natural products?
Yeah, so we're definitely hearing these terms, you know, clean beauty, green beauty, natural beauty thrown about more and more these days. And the trouble really is for consumers, what does it mean? And there's not really a clear definition of it. So another factor is that younger generations are not just looking for clean in their products, but across the entire supply chain. So when it comes to brands that have carbon neutral stance or using recyclable packaging and reusable packaging, it's all about today, but even more so about tomorrow. So at Sukin, we really are all about nourishing your skin, hair and body with natural ingredients that are better for you as the user, but also better for our planet. So lots of our everyday products that are used in our bathrooms can contain sort of harsh ingredients that are able to strip our skin from its naturally occurring oils and goodness, causing irritation or even causing harm to our environment once they're washed down the drain. So that's why at Sukin we are investing a lot of our time in researching natural alternatives to harsh ingredients so you can still get those same skincare and hair care results just without the nasties and also something that's a bit better for our planet.
I love the sound of that, Georgie, but for me, sometimes when I pick up a container, I don't even know where to start. So which ingredients should we look for if we want to introduce natural skincare and hair care?
Totally. It can get pretty confusing, can't it? So I guess to avoid going down that rabbit hole of ingredient researching and really trying to find what the best ingredients are to look for, we created our no list. So as you guys alluded to just earlier, it's all about what ingredients to strip away from your everyday bathroom routines, making sure that people can kind of make those educated choices on what ingredients they should be steering clear from. So some of these items on our no list would include sulfates, which are a synthetic foaming agent, parabens, which are a chemical preservative, silicons, artificial colorants and synthetic fragrances. Australia as a country is actually a little bit, you could say, behind other countries, including Europe, who are super strict on what can and can't be used in products, what's considered safe. So for us, it's all about that no list and looking for what you shouldn't have in those products. But it's also equally important to look for nourishing plant extracts and ingredients that work within the product. So for us in skincare, we love the use of, you know, avocado, rose hip and aloe vera, which are all super hydrating and kind of antioxidant rich. And then in hair care, we would look for like a shea butter for hydration, aloe vera for a light cleanse, and then an apple cider vinegar for a bit of a change to cleanse the scalp.
I love the idea of a no list. That makes it really simple. I'm someone who's extremely lazy, I have to say, Georgie. I'm very open about that. And when it comes to my skin routine, I want to keep it very simple. So what are the essentials of a simple and effective routine?
Well, this is quite a debatable topic, this, because skincare routines have really grown in the last, decade or so. Sukin's been around now for 15 years, and we've seen what used to be a 3 to 5 step routine in traditional Australian beauty has now been influenced by Korean beauty, what they call K-beauty, where they incorporate 10 to 12 products in a routine. So to keep it simple, and for a simplistic and kind of get the job done routine, I would recommend a daily cleanser followed by a mist toner and a moisturiser. And then, of course, we would need to wear our sunscreen every day, even on these kind of grey and overcast Melbourne days. Many women are also opting for serums and facial oils and masks too, just for that extra vavoom.
I'm not into vavoom. I don't need vavoom in my life.
50% vavoom. Just like half of
and just very quickly, obviously, lots of people suffer from sensitive and irritated skin. What can we offer those people? Very quickly, Georgie.
So what they're looking for is probably more of those ingredients like a rose hip to restore moisture in the skin, chamomile to help soothe skin, cucumber to refresh complexion, and possibly also some jojoba oil to lock in the natural moisture of our skin.
Lovely, jojoba. I've always loved that word.
Jojoba.
Jojoba. Yes. Thank you so much, Georgie.
That's a pleasure.
You have a great day.
You too.
Let's,
bye.
Thank you.
Let's get to some calls. Hi there, Terry in Frankston. We've been talking about liver health today.
Good morning. It's my granddaughter's transplant birthday today. She's 5 years old. Mm-hmm. At the age of 6 months, she was diagnosed with very rare liver disease, mm-hmm. and needed a transplant. And at the age of 6 months, as I said, she obtained that. And I thought I'd just give a little bit of a mention to Donate Life here.
Yes, what a wonderful outcome, Terry. And just, in fact, it's a thrilling. Imagine the size of a liver, bearing in mind an adult liver we talked about before, the size of a rugby ball. So comparatively speaking, the size of a liver in a six-month-old and the delicate work required. Mm. So two things, Terry. One, congratulations to the surgeons who are able to do that. Mm. And two, we should always be thinking, what can we donate when our time comes?
Oh, absolutely. Terry, thank you so much. And how beautiful that your granddaughter at 5 years old is now. I hope that she's healthy with that liver on this anniversary.
And beautiful she is, you're right.
Good on you.
Oh,
well done.
That's
so
a lovely
beautiful
story. Thank you so
Thanks
much,
for calling, Terry.
And we'll get to more of your calls next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
True beauty nurtures both you and our earth, like Sukin Original Hydrating Mist Toner. It soothes and refreshes dry skin all day, helps add a dewy finish to makeup, and is perfect for a refreshing pick-me-up during the day if your skin is feeling tired or stressed, all while being a vegan, cruelty-free formula that's kind to the planet. Sukin Original Hydrating Mist Toner, 125 mils, is $5.97 at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Sukin Original Hydrating Mist Toner, 125ml, now $5.97. At Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
It's time for A to Z of Vitamins, and we do love talking about magnesium here because it is so powerful, Gerald.
When we think, Joe and Hindsey, cramps, spasms, twitches, magnesium is the indication immediately. And with stress levels as they've been in the last 18 months or so, most of us need magnesium. And it's a very common deficiency that we see.
and very easy to incorporate into recipes. So I not only supplement with a good quality magnesium, but I'm all about making magnesium into my recipes. And magnesium can be found in so many wonderful ingredients, including my favourite, dark chocolate. So who doesn't love a little bit of dark chocolate in their life? And I try to get it into things like choc chip cookies, choc smoothies, cacao nibs on top of a chocolate salted thick shake. I mean, it is endless what you can do to get magnesium into your life.
Well, your recipe on the TV show today, Heinzie, choc chip blueberry thick shake, which I think... I recall you put a straw in, and there's no way you can drink it with a straw. You need a spoon, but it was delicious.
I almost
delicious.
Couldn't get the straw in, mate. I was literally almost jackhammering to get the straw in. But if you're going to call something a thick shake, it's got to be thick.
Yeah, fair enough.
And I got the magnesium in there with the beautiful cacao nibs on top. It is so good.
The A to Z of Vitamins is brought to you by Ethical Nutrients, evidence-based, meticulously crafted with premium ingredients for real results. And yes, the TV show is back today on Channel 7 at midday, where you are cooking up that beautiful recipe. And also there's a gorgeous story about Men's Shed. Mm. And of course, we know Men's Shed to be the haven for men and mental health. This is a beautiful story around cooking classes for men in Men's Shed. For those gentlemen who perhaps have not been users of the kitchen very much in their lives.
Well, the only person missing from that segment
was
LH, who would have been a sensation.
It's absolutely true. So check out House of Wellness TV today on Channel 7 at midday and Friday at 2 o'clock. Let's get to some calls. Hi there, Irene.
Morning, Irene.
Hello. Thanks for your wonderful show. I'm hoping Gerald might know why I was getting rid of a corn on my foot permanently. I go to the podiatrist and the top gets scraped off all the time. Yes. But within a few weeks, it's sore again. And I don't know how to... Is there some way of getting rid of these things permanently? So it's just behind my big toe on the thick part of my foot, and it gets so tender.
Sadly, Irene, no. Look, a corn and a lot of the foot issues we see or podiatrists see are caused by foot structure, and it's a skin build-up where your body, your toes, are protecting from further damage. Look, I'd pursue it a little more with the podiatrist, who probably enjoys you coming regularly to have it attended to, but there, just check... That maybe if you wear, do you wear an insole, Irene?
I'm 86. I just wear flat shoes.
That's fine. Look, I'd take it up with the podiatrist, but look, the short answer, sadly, is no.
But there are, Irene, some ways that you can try to prevent things like getting shoes and socks that fit properly, not too loose, also not too tight, making sure that you can keep your feet moisturised. Now, using a foot cream on a regular basis can actually prevent dryness and friction. And another one, which we all should do, is trim our toenails. Because if they're too long, they can actually force your toes right up against your shoe, and then that can create pressure that can cause a corn to form over time.
You've given me a lot to do. I've got a lot on my to-do list
today. You've got a busy
day.
Yeah, trim your nails. Prevent the corns.
Ah, thank you so much for your call, Irene. And we have another Irene this time in Chelsea. Hi there.
Hi. I have pins and needles, so I'm just wondering if there's something I can take, please.
We call this nerve pain or neuropathic pain. Irene, there are two things. If you could write down, please, lipoic acid, LIPOIC. It's a 400 milligram capsule that comes readily available, and you take one twice a day. And add to that some turmeric, and away you go. And that neuropathic pain will settle. All right, two things.
Thank you so much, Irene. And Wanda in Hampton Park, good morning.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, thanks. How can we help?
I've been eating really healthy all of a sudden, and finally I've got around to it. And I'm losing weight and everything's going well, but then I got constipated and I'm for days. And I realised that a girlfriend helped me and she thinks I'm allergic to fructose. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if you get rid of that fruit, how are you going to get all your vitamins and minerals?
Well, you go to vegetables, Wanda, and fructose... So you'll get everything you need from vegetables that you would normally get from fruit, and they tend to be a much lower fructose content. And you can check all that if you go onto FODMAP, which is your low fructose diet, and then it gives you a list of all the foods that you can enjoy and some you minimise. So it's not all that difficult. You'll be fine.
Yeah, take a look at FODMAP, and already some of the major supermarkets have some fantastic FODMAP options. But make sure also with everything you're having plenty of good quality fibre in there as well to keep things moving along.
Thank you so much for your call there, Wanda. And thank you to all of our callers this morning. Head to houseofwellness.com.au. There's a very special Ask tab there with It's there for your questions, and Gerald is here to answer them. So do head there, houseofwellness.com.au. We'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Sukin Original Hydrating Mist Toner, 125ml, now $5.97. At Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
It has been delightful, as always, to spend this last hour with you. Now, Hindsay, a very special mention for someone's birthday tomorrow. Gerald, happy birthday for tomorrow.
Happy birthday, mate.
Thank you. Nathan was 50. I'm a little bit older than that. But you're still enjoying life to the... Thank you, Hindsay. That must be all the food that you prepare for me and I eat while I get a tiny bit of.
Well...
but what do we do, Hindsay, to celebrate a birthday in a healthy way? Because, Gerald, I know you're very concerned about what you are.
Not so concerned today.
Smelt figure.
Yes, not so concerned today. I'm dining lunch with my family, so my children, grandchildren, five grandsons, though four, because we've got one at Bond in Queensland, but we'll be there. We'll give him a call.
Yes,
well,
lovely.
I've been busy making a cake that's life-size so that I can literally ship it down, hop inside it and jump out and wish you a happy birthday.
Don't frighten the children, Hindsay. Don't frighten the kids.
I do know, Hindsay, you have plenty of amazing recipes that are healthy and delicious.
Yeah, they're all... Actually, I've put a whole bunch of them on the House of Wellness website. So if you're looking for sweet treats, healthy smoothies, smoothie bowls, lunches, anything you want to grab on the go, that is your home.
Yeah, but well, Gerald, you consider yourself off the lead today,
yes,
surely.
Yes. Today be a wild day.
Yeah.
But look after that liver as well, though.
I've spoken to it severely already.
All right. Well, as always, we say thank you to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. To check out houseofwellness.com.au, and we will see you all again next week.